Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon and evening. How can I help you today? What is going on?
Well, Joseph, I think we've got it figured out. We don't think there's any fraud. What I think has happened is that this bag we ordered, or he ordered this bag for, you know, $8 a month, 2 months ago, whatever it was. Didn't realize he was signing up for any sort of membership in the process. And so when she said tactical bag, I've been texting back and forth with him while I've been on hold. So we've got it figured out, I think. So basically, if it's at all possible to cancel the membership, you know, definitely need to cancel whatever membership this is. He wasn't even aware of it. And then if it's at all possible to refund that charge from today, that would be fantastic. But I don't know if that's possible.
Okay. Let me first pull up the account and I can see what I can do for you regarding the account. Do you mind providing me with the zip code and first and last name, please?
Sure. The zip code is 65807. And first and last name is Justin Risley. It's R-I-S-L-E-Y.
Thank you. I'm looking for that, ma'am. Any plans for the holiday weekend, ma'am?
No, actually, we were really lucky in that our family was flexible, and with this super cold weather, we decided just to push it off to next weekend. So everybody's stay safe and warm at home. How about you?
I'll be having family over.
Oh, nice. Well, I hope everybody's safe and warm.
Yeah, it's not that cold. It's cool, cold, but not that cold where it's causing issues.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we're in Missouri, so we're right smack dab in the middle of the cold.
Oh, no, that makes sense. Mid-states usually get the worst of the cold weather.
You got it.
Has to travel so far on land to until it gets back to the sea. So.
Right? Yeah. Speaking of traveling, I'm glad I'm not out there doing any of that today. So.
No, I understand. I'm looking for that account. So it's, I'm looking.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Okay, so I am pulling up an account with that name and zip code. Do you mind just verifying the shipping for me, please?
I believe she said it was 1817 Southampton. That is our address, but the, you know, I had to track this down through our bank and we didn't have anything that had any shipping address on it. So that's why we suspected some sort of fraud, by the way, is that we just didn't know what this charge was. And it was kind of funny. The website or whatever attached to the transaction on Bank of America said something like extremefireplaces.com or something like that. And we knew we hadn't ordered anything for a fireplace. So...
Okay, I understand. So you said that shipping address was
1817 Southampton Avenue in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, now I have the full address. Thank you. You only gave me Southampton Avenue.
Gotcha. Sorry about
that. No, I understand. It's the holidays. Our brains are going like, okay.
True.
I understand. If it wasn't for coffee, that's where mine would be right now.
I hear you. I'm having some right now. So.
No, you're good, ma'am. So I pulled it up and verified it with that information. Thank you so much. Sure. I'm just looking over the account, see what was ordered, real quick, reviewing it. Okay. So I'm showing this was created when the tactical bag was selected as a gift. That was done back on 11/3, ma'am. That was okay. $7.95. Now the tactical bag was a gift for that shipping charge for signing up for the discount Saving Storm membership, which was going to bill 4 days after signing up.
Yeah, he didn't understand that was what was going on. He thought he was just buying a bag.
I understand, ma'am. Well, I will make sure it's canceled out regarding the refund, ma'am. It is not fraudulent, so I can't file it as fraud, unfortunately. What I can do, though, for the membership, I can go ahead today and provide you with a 35% refund back to the account for that membership fee.
I appreciate that, Joseph. I realize that it was, you know, his error, but, you know, to be honest, I'm sure you're aware some of these are pretty sneaky, so he just didn't realize that's what was going on. So I appreciate you.
What I will go ahead and do as a one-time courtesy is apply my manager's discount to bring it up to a 50% refund for y'all today.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'll get that applied for the account. Now, I do need to verify. Is there any dispute or block with the card company that would prevent me from getting this refund issued today, ma'am?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't. Just had to verify that. We found a phone number first, and we figured we'd try that. So.
Okay. I'm here. I'm just working on the refund for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Just working on your refund for you. Make sure it's going through with no issues. And you're welcome, ma'am. It's my pleasure.
I appreciate you sticking with it for me.
No, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Yeah, I recommend in the future, when you place orders online, make sure you're thoroughly reading those terms and conditions.
It's happened to me before, and this is his first time. He's just kicking himself, you know. I said, don't worry. You know, it's happened to me once before, but I bet you it won't happen to you again. You'll read every little thing.
Yeah, my policy is if I don't understand what it means, I ask someone else before. If they don't understand what it means, then I'm not ordering with that company.
Exactly.
I'll move on and find it somewhere else. That's just my personal piece of, you know, wisdom I will share with you all today.
Yep, I agree with you. Totally, 100%. That's some good advice.
Yeah, because once you hit I agree, you know you're responsible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you're not.
Most merchants don't work with customers, you know, so we try to work with customers.
Well, I definitely appreciate you because I know for sure that, you know, that you're right, that that's not typically the case, so.
Now, we understand things can sometimes happen, you know, but that's why we try to work with you all. But sometimes, you know, there's only so much we can do when it's not fraudulent, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, I've been texting back and forth with him while I was on hold there and at least figured out that it wasn't any fraud situation. So that was a relief, you know,
well,
having
thank you for
right on Christmas. And like thinking somebody's got his debit card information. We're just freaking out like, oh, my God. We got to try to get something going on Christmas Eve and get a hold of the bank and blah.
No, it was us billing you for the membership that was signed up. No.
Yeah, so no at least that's the silver lining here for sure.
No, I ordered from Amazon before, and I didn't know they do these. Like you can order like a, you know how you can order like soap dishwashing soap in bulk, toilet paper in bulk. Because, you know, it's it is actually a little cheaper than going in person, and you're getting less for your money right now. So those things I can order in bulk, I've placed an order with them, and I did not realize it was a it would send it every month.
Oh, right. The subscribe. Yep. I've done that too.
Because it, you know, there's a single order and then it's right underneath it, but they try to push the subscribe thing because it gets them more, frequent purchases, which, you know, makes them more money. Right. I clicked on the wrong 100%. Thing. And it wasn't until I went, you know, was finalizing the order. I'm like, wait, why is it asking me to choose how many times in the month it comes? And I'm like, oh, crud. Okay. I need to change that out before I finalize it, you know.
No doubt.
Right. Literally right before I was going to hit enter in the final process. But, you know, I've even, you know, done, and I have placed an order before and didn't realize it was reoccurring. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, happens to the best of us. They know what they're doing. That's for sure.
We also, when customers order from us, we also provide the terms and conditions before they go to checkout, too. Like, you can just click in terms and conditions and read over it before you even place the order. So we try to make sure it's there for y'all to view.
Right.
That, you know, like, well, okay. Well,
you know how some guys are. I'm sure he just thought he was buying this bag and, okay, yeah, okay, you know. You know how it goes. People are impatient and too much. Or, you know, all these clicking things to do. Okay, just take my card. And then not realizing what you're actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
Ding dong.
Yeah, everybody does. It's all why I always best. Advice I tell people is read the terms and conditions. You can read it before checkout and at checkout. It is provided and mandatory to read before you agree to it.
Right.
So read those, please read.
Right. Protect yourself for sure.
You know, make sure you understand what you're ordering before you order.
Right.
You see, everyone's in a hurry now. Click, click, click.
Believe me, Joseph, he's going to be hearing about this phone call, and he will not make this mistake again.
Oh, no, you're fine. We're just trying to make some small talk while I'm issuing the refunds, because it's a little slow right now.
No. I'm just saying, I'm the one here on the phone tracking down, you know, tried to call the bank earlier and all of that stuff, and he's just like, oh, I don't know. Okay, well, I'll figure it out, and then I'll let you know.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got everything handled. It's been canceled and refunded for that 50% refund for the $56.95. That is going to be a total at 50%. You'll be getting back $28.48. Okay. Confirmation number whenever you're ready for that refund, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
7870371529.
Okay, let me read that back to you real quick. 7870371529.
Correct, ma'am.
And one more time, can I get, what was the actual name of the website that this was a membership for? I don't know if he knows that.
Discount Saving Stores, name of the company that he signed up the membership with.
Discount Saving Stores?
Store.
A store. Okay, and is that just discountsavingstore.com or something?
That's the name of the company. Let me give you the website, how it should.
Oh, if that's you got it, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's the name of the company. How the website's written, it's a little different. I'm having to look it up.
Oh, I appreciate it.
No worries. So it's going to be GETYOURDELUXEPRODUCTS.com.
Oh, wow. okay, I got GETYOURGEL.
Yes, good so far.
Okay. Okay. And then what was the rest from there? Sorry.
You said D like in dog, E.
No, I said G as in girl. So,
okay, let me spell it from the beginning for you. I'm going to spell alphabetically.
Oh, bless your heart, Joseph.
G like in good.
Okay.
And then it's going to be E like in Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
T like in Tom.
Got it.
Y like in Yeti.
Okay.
You got that so far? And then it's going to be...
Let's see. Yeah, I've got... So far, I've got get your.
Yep. Okay, then it's going to... You got the your part. And D-E, so dog, Edgar.
Okay.
Larry, uncle.
Okay.
X-ray, Eddie. And then the word products.com.
Got it. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Joseph. You just made my day.
You're welcome, ma'am. And I hope you all have a very wonderful day and stay safe out there.
Thank you. I hope you have a fabulous holiday with your family. Take care.
Well, thank you. I will try. I hope you have a very happy holiday with y'all and stay safe out there. Did you get the cancellation number from the agent before you? Would you like me to provide that one more time?
Oh, no, I do not have a cancellation number. What I have is a refund confirmation from you and then, yeah, the website. So I didn't get
a cancellation number.
Yeah. And this is the cancellation number.
Yes, I'm going to give it to you right now. See, like in Chuck.
Okay got
and
it.
And it's going to be 2631917 78.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks for thinking of that as well.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that is it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am, and I hope you have a very, very wonderful day. You stay safe out there, okay?
Thanks, Joseph. I appreciate all of your help. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.